All right, it's after 8 o'clock. I'm going to call the May 27, 2026, 8 a.m. This is actually a workshop. There is one item on here we're going to discuss. I want to call the meeting to order and determine that we have a quorum. The judge is not here, but he will come later. And if you would, please stand and say the pledge and the prayer.
Commissioner, would you say the prayer when we get ready?
Yes.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the flag, pledge allegiance to the United States, one state, under God, one indivisible.
Lord, thank you for this time to come and serve you today. Thank you for this rain that we're having. Thank you for watching over us and all we do. Be with this court, be with this workshop, and help us just get the information we need and make good decisions for our county. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
No. All right, public comments?
I do not have any.
Wow.
Number five, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to adopt San Jacinto County's high-low facility site impact permit policy. I think we've talked about this maybe a couple times. It's going to pertain to the actual data centers, or maybe even more than that. Solar farms could be involved in this. Anything that's going to impact our roads, basically, or the county.
Altogether, whether it's demand for power or roads, or what will we, is there anything that will impact the county? Is that what it's?
Well, already I'm being approached for the solar farm, and basically the road use agreements, things like that, the way they have to dispose of batteries and stuff in the solar power stuff, or even in data centers, it's not to stop them, but it is also to give us some leg to stand on for impact fees and to protect the taxpayers so the costs don't fall.
Do we not have, I mean, like pipelines coming through and all that, we make them sign a road use agreement and all, or are we not? We not use the same thing? Or?
Each commissioner kind of goes and finds their own road use agreement that adapts to their situations.
Yeah. And we're real close anyway. This last one, I thought we pretty much used
the
same
one. Yeah, you worked on that pretty much for this last pipeline. And we negotiated with the help of the mayor, Mayor Wood.
Yeah.
On the impact permanent policy, it just kind of puts a little more stipulations into fees, and that a way that we don't absorb the cost of permitting different things like that, fire inspections, things like that. We get the impact fees to the county instead of costing the county for the permitting office that we barely have anyway. It makes it fall back on the developer who is making money. It's basically putting a policy in place so that they can't just come in and do what they want. We can't make the rules up once they get here. I mean, I guess we could, but it probably could be more difficult.
I have a big one with that Kiewik and Energy over there on that power plant they're building. I got a meeting with them Friday. Me and the judge does on a Skype meeting with them.
How's that going? Just for the fact that, I mean, I haven't done a power plant or anything, but it's different than a subdivision when we have those come in, because we have subdivision rules already and everything, but are we not applying some of the same thing that, hey, you guys got to do all the studies, all that, do all that, bring it to us? Us having to pay for it.
They've done a core sample, and I've been waiting on the results for about 3 months now on that road. So maybe that's what we're going to talk about Friday, because that one load they're bringing in is like 1,200,000 pounds, just that one load.
So my big thing is that we're struggling as far as permitting and stuff like Trisha's department inspections, all that stuff we should be imposing on the developer, not on our local county offices. So I'm just wanting to get some kind of policies in place. The man, Gary from the water district or whatever, he gave me a lot of feedback on what we need to take into things like noise mitigation, utility coordination, emergency response, drainage studies, road use, things like that that he is wanting us to not absorb as a county and pawn it back off on the developer. So I thought he'd give a lot of good feedback.
So I see the resolution, I guess this is a resolution that you have here, or a copy thereof. It says data centers. It doesn't say
anything
generic.
Else.
Yeah.
Well, this is the one that they're passing around through the state on all the counties are passing along.
So where did you get that? I mean, just for the public.
So this off of our forum from commissioners?
Yeah, this is Luke.
All this came off of the... that was in the packet. Basically, all the counties in Texas, a lot of the commissioners are working on the commissioner forum to get it pushed around, and basically just to keep the a little bit more of the control locally instead of state telling us what we have to on everything that they already do.
So anyway, this one in here, unless we change it, is strictly data centers.
This is just the resolution is.
Yeah.
The other is any kind of.
It'd be nice to have something that would cover anything that we need. I mean, in general, more so than just a data center. That way you don't have to, but I don't know, maybe we need one for just
policy that. Would probably be great for in general, but this is just something that the commissioners in Texas are trying to get ahead of because they're making
the resolution. The resolution or the policy?
The resolution. The policy, I'm up for any kind of adding to, changing, or either one of them. I'm open for any kind of input. That's why I wanted the workshop.
Subdivisions.
I ain't trying to be the brains of the operation.
Subdivisions, all that, like, you want to add on this too? I mean, is that something you want to... Well, we could think about doing and putting subdivision.
We could add solar farms and things like that because I have one of those pending.
Solar farm. I think Mark had one pending too.
I'm going to send it to him to look over to. I sent him the first draft, but not since Gary helped me.
Is that Mark?
Yes, this Mark. Gary sent me them changes and I worked on them for the last 2 days trying to add them to there.
Mayor, have you had time to absorb any of them?
I have, both of them actually. As far as the policy is concerned, it's limited as in the introduction there as an industrial high-low facility. That's not going to cover wind farms or solar farms or anything like that. I don't know that it wouldn't be wise to expand the policy to include any kind of industrial project, whether it's high-load or not.
Well, I mean, so, Commissioner Morris could use it if we had the policy right now on that peak power plant they're putting
really, in. Really, what this thing does for me is that it gives, when I start asking these people for impact studies or drainage studies, H&H reports, environmental, cultural impact, anything like that, our rules have that for subdivisions, but it's not specific enough for any kind of other development. This gives the San Jacinto County rules a little more teeth when I ask for a specific report.
So I
think it's a good thing.
So where would this fall? Would we put this in our subdivision rules?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know.
Well, at some point,
the public has to know about it.
Yeah, because, I mean, we could change the rules, or we could just issue the policy as an introduction to the rules. That probably would be easier than diving into our rules, because we may not be able to change these rules in a year, but we can add the policy right to the front, is what I would suggest until we do get the rules changed.
And we had talked about breaking the subdivision rules into sections because it's so complicated, me and Mr. Wood. So, but I want to have y'all's help on them, because if we don't all, if we're not all on the same page, we're not getting anywhere. So we can make notes all day long of what we'd like to change, but we're wasting time if we don't all get together and say, yep, we can live with this, nope, we can't live with that, and move on, instead of trying, I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel, I'm just trying to simplify it for blonde's terms.
So we think just adopt these in our rules right now. That we'll have something.
Well, I mean, floodplain and drainage would be covered with any development. I mean, it's in
yes,
the rules.
Yes,
so
that's an exception to everything.
Fire and safety, line fire and safety would be covered. I mean, maybe not traffic and road access, but and noise.
It would just be simple, like when they call and say, hey, we've got a solar farm, and what's y'all's, and we can scan this and send it over, and here you go. This is what you need to, where they're not going through lots and road use, I mean, different frontages and things like that, subdivision individual rules. Just like you said, maybe breaking it into different sections.
To give you all an idea of the inquiries that I see, I sent you a copy, all of you a copy on the 21st of answers that I gave to a solar farm developer. I'm stretching the rules a little bit by asking them for these detailed reports. I don't know that it's anything that they wouldn't do anyway, but we don't get specific on any kind of commercial or industrial development. It throws them a curve. And if they push back, I don't know whether I got enough law to make it stick, or legislation to make it stick. This policy would just strengthen the ability of the rules to apply to the development. So I think it's a good thing.
And for the most part, they expect it. So when me and the judge both have talked to this boardwalk developer that's trying to do a gas location, they already know that impact fees are things that we're going to be asking for. So if we're not asking, we're not getting it, then it's costing our taxpayers that are here money that unnecessarily, because they expect it. They know it's coming.
It kind of protects all the commissioners, in my opinion, because you guys don't deal with this stuff on an everyday basis, and it would be easy to forget a detail. And if we have a policy like this in place, it kind of protects us. That we make sure we ask for certain things. So,
thank you.
Is there anybody we might contract with that, you know, like our engineering, that we say we have people that, hey, you go, that know our restrictions real well, or know our subdivision stuff concerning this kind of stuff? Somebody we can say, this is who.
I would love to do that.
That you go to, and they give you, they know what. They know what we want.
That's really a wise thing to do. Because frankly, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be here.
Yeah.
It would be wise to get somebody under contract, or at least consulting. Now, we do have two firms right now that we have sort of an agreement with.
Right.
Yeah, because it should fall back on the developer, even for that. Any kind of the developers are even willing to help pitch in with our subdivision department, because
right.
they don't want to wait on us and jump through hoops
yeah.
and the confusion. So two different developers have told me that they would be willing to pitch in, and that is a thing that some counties are already
looking at. Yeah. So yeah, I would think that that'd be something we definitely need to look at, to find us our own folks that we have under contract. And when somebody calls in or has this kind of thing, we say, here's
contract.
Usually we use, yeah.
It's a lot. Y'all know it is.
I don't want to
It's super overwhelming. I've got a bunch of really big projects at one time, and it's a lot, and I'm trying not to torture Mark Wood with all four precincts growth, and it's a lot.
So let's back up and talk about the fees when they apply. What are the fees for this? Is it just $1,000 for commercial or $750
for commercial? $750
for commercial. Or is this something that needs to be up and
beyond?
It
needs
to be up and beyond.
At this point in time, as a development permit, I don't know that you really need anything else. But what is expensive are these impact studies. Because you want a drainage study that's done by a professional engineer. You want something that is truly an environmentalist. You want something, a lot of this stuff, especially in precincts 2 and 3, have a lot of Indian artifacts and stuff like that. What's the impact of that? What's the impact of the environment as far as the animals, eagles, and things like that? If we don't force these people to give us some sort of study and an outlook at it, and no telling what they could tear up. And you don't want that to happen either.
So I see like we've got a fire marshal fee in this agreement or whatever we're going to call this. I mean, so shouldn't there be like the permit fee in here also? I mean, if that's what we're going to do today is try to nail this down.
So the commercial permit already exists on anything that they put in, but yeah, probably would be more. I mean, it probably does need added in there, but no matter what they do, whether they're digging a hole, Trish is knocking on that door for that $750.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they get one permit, they're probably coming to be covered.
Yeah.
And then on the next page, it's got in here, and it just, I don't know what number this is, but 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe, page 4, not number, but.
What is it? The
road use agreement is the first thing. Bond, you got to have a bond. You got a review fee for drainage. You got a cost recovery for the disaster response. All those, to me, I don't know, maybe have question marks about them. Utility. Coordinate infrastructure review fee, again, on the next line, and a cost recovery. I mean.
These are just suggestions that Gary had from other data centers.
So this is everything that Gary has sent you?
This little list here, and I'm assuming it's because he's already been dealing with some of the data center policies that other places are doing. But no, that's his input right there.
Frankly, I don't know that that's not anything that a developer wouldn't do anyway.
Right.
The only thing we would really need a fee on is any review, third-party review, or if we wanted to charge for my review.
It's in here several times, review fee. 1, 2, 3,
yeah, I don't
four,
know how you
five,
determine that until you know the complexity of the process.
Yeah.
6.
Where they go to somebody that we have under contract.
I'm open for any.
No, we're just talking.
Yeah,
I know. That's why I'm glad to do the workshop. So I'll change anything that y'all.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it needs to be nailed down that the developer is going to come. I mean, it just.
Cover all costs.
It leaves it, to me, it leaves it open. Like it's going to be at our discretion whether we charge you or not.
Well,
we're going to read that in there.
We're going to have a permit, just one-time permit fee, right? And they come in and say, here's a commercial permit.
I actually have a whole stack of all the surrounding counties permitting fees for every department, like for everything. Yeah. And I printed those out, but I didn't think today y'all would want to dive into that. But that's, I would really like to do some subdivision development.
I don't think that's a smart thing to do. I look at your section 6, where it says engineering review. Mm-hmm. You're actually asking the developer for some money up front of $6,000.
Yep.
And that may cover a lot of it. And if it doesn't, the second paragraph says, okay, if that doesn't cover it, then you're going to owe us more money. But at least that gives you a starting point rather than trying to nail down, you know, a list of fees. You get into Montgomery County and they literally have a list of fees.
Yeah.
Yes. I've printed it. You're right on our, subdivision, I think you have in it to the 5,000 for outside engineer, and then thereafter they gotta add, I think that's in our subdivision fee.
Well, no, there's no, in our current subdivision rules, there's no application of $5,000. That's just an amount that the engineers have been charging us.
Okay, that's right, okay.
But this sets a number at least to start. And if you get a big facility of 1 million square feet, there's no way that 6,000's gonna cover.
No.
But, you know, 50,000 feet, that's probably too much.
I guess my deal on it would be, and this may be an already looked over by legal and stuff like that, is that if you're not in compliance, you need to know. It doesn't have any teeth and nobody cares. I mean, they're going to do what they want to anyway. But if this document here, which talks about enforcement back on Section 11 on here, and so we have, if legal looks at that and they say, yeah, that's enforceable, or we can fine them if they don't comply with these things, then I just think that needs to be spelled out.
Well, it does say in 11, inspections and enforcements. It says we don't give them a permit.
Yeah.
And they can't proceed. I mean, you got a however many $1 million project is held up because we're not going to give them a permit or approve their permit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know how you give them a permit and they start construction and you take it back when they're not complying.
I've asked that question too, because like, Fosteria Courts, their roads are not adequate, which they quit working over there. But what do you do after the final approvals went through?
That'd be the bond. You'd have to go on the bond, I guess, right?
Yeah, so I always do.
So would these people have to put up a bond? I mean, it said something about a bond in here.
Yeah, they would have.
But I mean, they don't have anything. They're not giving us anything. It's all them. I mean. So if they don't perform their job, their duties, it's not going to fall back on us. It's going to fall back on them.
Well, my only thought on it is, like I said, on the legal side, we know the pipeline can blow right through your property and everything. You can have a lawsuit, but it doesn't stop them from putting that pipeline in.
Yeah.
You go ahead and put it in, and they settle out somewhere later on, and it ends up being just a lot of lawyer fees involved in it. I'm just trying to say, you know, you can't start unless this permit's done, or I don't know, legal stuff, and that's not.
One of the things that you're going to be, in these kinds of facilities, you're going to be dealing with professionals. We're not going to have these fly-by-night subdivision developers. You know, that's not going to happen. You're going to have a long-term agreements of some kind. Another provision that's in here is decommissioning. You know, what do we do with this thing when it's decommissioned? Is it going to pollute anything? Is there some sort of bad stuff in there? Who knows?
Which he covered in number 10 for that reason, too. I thought he did a good job on that, too.
Now, would that be a long-term bond for the county? I don't know, but it could be. There are other ways to handle stuff like that, because a lot of this stuff falls under the guise of TCEQ anyway, not the county. So I don't know what they do to protect the environment on a decommissioning one of these things. These things are likely to have a lot of heavy metals and stuff like that. I don't know how you treat it.
I think Leon County had a lot of problem with abandoned solar farms and stuff having to come in, and it was just a mess.
Well, I think the government had put in subsidies or just funding for all this, maybe in the last administration, and all that stuff is playing out, all the funding is playing out, and now they're going bankrupt because it's not sustainable.
Right.
And then they just leave. And then the landowner stuck, and it's more of a landowner issue than it probably is taxpayers.
We need to get as much out of them initially as possible on the solar farm too. It's a tax abatement for a few years. So any of those, we're not making tax money on it. So if they're impacting our roads and our fire and safety and permitting office, I just want to make sure we're getting reimbursed for what we're having.
So you're saying the solar farms, they automatically get a tax abatement from our county?
The one at Leon County was 5 years, so I'm not sure what negotiating I have on that. How many, like if I get to negotiate that, and from what I understand,
you as a commissioner or the court?
Well, I would definitely not try to do it without y'all.
I'm almost, we've done two. Ray, I don't know if you were on the court when we done two in Shepherd. We done the chip shaving place that makes the chips, and we done the first peak fires. And there's a lot of criteria that has to go into giving a tax abatement. Right. I mean, they have to create so many jobs. They have to sustain those jobs. And then
I printed out the whole packet that Leon County did to kind of look at it as a rough draft. And I would definitely bring it to y'all first and see what y'all's input. And we're pretty early on. Mark kind of stretched them a little bit until we can figure this out.
I would definitely.
So is Leon County regretting the tax abatement?
I don't know. I was using their policy to kind of give me a grasp of an idea where what I'm needing to get together.
So keep in mind on the tax abatement, we only have control over our county taxes.
That's right.
If the school's not going to follow suit, if the ESDs are not going to follow suit, then they're probably not going to come here if they're seeking a tax abatement to come here, even if we give them one.
Gotcha. So that would be all entities would have to agree on.
All of our entity would have to do their own tax abatement.
And I know there in Shepherd school.
They didn't do the last two, neither one of them. Mm-hmm. Well, they were both in Shepherd, both of them.
Again, I don't know how much she's looked into it, because she's got a lot of information, but that's why we have 400 data centers in Texas now, or that's been put out there. And so they're all over the place, so we should be able to grab, and I don't know, in your research, I mean, look how many counties have had to deal with it, and we should be able to learn from that. So I don't know if going through TAC or going through some of these county associations, we might be able to even like that called. I don't know, do we have anything like this in the 11 counties that well, DETCOG serves?
The commissioner forum is, they share their...
Where?
I think the city of Lufkin is getting one. It's kind of city, county, and Lufkin.
I heard Goodrich is getting
a bad
what
data
I heard,
center.
Hearsay, but that's what I heard.
Who is?
Goodrich.
I heard Goodrich.
So it's Polk County. Yeah.
So that means hopefully they skip it.
I want to see the ones that already have them. Already got them. What is the issues with you? What does your agreement look like, you know, and that kind of stuff? Probably plenty of that information out there, I would think. And I know that you have the wind farms and all that. I don't know. Drive through the north part of Texas, and that's all you run into. Go to Oklahoma, it's the same thing. All you run into is wind generators everywhere. But it'd be nice to have it in place ahead of time, person. That'd make it just an easy flow of it. So good research on the stuff that you've got in here. But what I see for me, one of the big things is to find somebody, an engineering company out there that handles this kind of stuff, but be able to get them under contract or something so we have somebody to tell them.
So that's what we're here for today, is to try to get this a little closer to being passed. So if it's something that Mayor Wood, if you see something in here that you'd like to see added or taken out, I mean.
Well, I've been through it a few times with Crystal, So it's, yeah, I'm on board with it the way it is right now.
And the resolution came from where?
Off of our commissioners forum. They're all trying to share it because they're trying to collaborate and get it to the state to basically get our own, be able to make up our own policies and not have the state dictating what the counties are doing. Right now, we're just pretty much shoved down our throat.
Trying to get some ideas of what we're doing.
This is data center on it, but how do we have something that kind of covers anything that would come out, whether it be a wind generator or solar or, you know.
Yeah.
Do we have
policy does need, it needs altered on to industrial development or something. I'm good with that too.
See a need to try to do a committee or something to pull this on together? You put a lot of your own time in on it.
I don't care. I just want to have something. I don't want to just keep pushing it off and not.
You guys
something.
See a need for a committee or anything to come? I mean, there could be a lot more legwork done on it, but I mean, she's put a lot of stuff in here.
Yeah, I don't know who. I mean, who would be the committee if you had one? I mean,
I have
would be right here.
Yeah, well, I'd want somebody legal.
Yeah. Well, Rich is here, it'd be legal.
Whatever they need.
Or our DA.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
I mean, I think TAC would probably have more insight. Somebody from TAC that was working with the other counties create one.
I don't mind sending it to them to look it over either. That would be, I can definitely do that.
So I guess one of my questions is, Do we want the resolution to change, or is that the resolution,
the resolution
that they're wanting for the data centers?
Yeah, that's just something that all the counties are banding together to try to get sent to Austin. It's probably going to be on deaf ears once it gets there anyway. But the policy is for, that's more what I'm concerned about. The other is just basically to tell Austin to let us do stuff our way. The policy is something we probably need to get in place. And I do think we need to change it to industrial development. And I don't mind sending it to TAC before we approve anything and letting them look at it and see if we miss something else. Like I said.
Or just use them for a resource on it. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, let as many look at it as possible.
I thought Gary was great and he's been really
he's very intelligent.
He is very intelligent, and I think he, I sent him all this to look it over, and he dealt with enough of the data centers. He felt like he'd seen what I missed and added to it.
I'd have to look at some more because I don't know the power requirements. We talk about water, and Gary's all about the water and that kind of power requirements. And would you have to get, who would be that resource for?
Chico. Who would, Chico? Yeah, probably. Yeah. I don't know. Energy's in Shepherd. I guess it depends.
We got both in
Say, hey, what is the power requirements of these guys? You know, how hard it's going to hit the grid when they come in.
So why don't we run it by TAC, run through TAC, maybe even Dylan, I mean, our DA, to make sure that we're not, how do I say, shooting ourselves in the foot, basically.
I can definitely do that.
Because if we sign this and this is the agreement and they come in and we miss something, I mean, I heard some stories where a county with a tax base of like, $2 million, a small county had $2 million tax base.
Yeah.
The data center come in and they gave them like $5 million.
Yeah.
You know, just.
And we, what people don't understand is we can't make them not come. So getting on this wagon of their, that they can stop them because some counties are, we can't do that legally. You can do it, but you can be sued by a data center who can definitely afford to sue San Jacinto County. So we can't do that.
This is kind of outside of this deal there, but I'm what you're saying there, and she said we can't keep them out, is that if it looks like it's coming this way or even court the people, that's what an economic development committee does, right? Go out there and say, hey, you know, we've got some spots for you or something. But I'm just saying when you talk to the people like the Alexander family and the people who are putting a lot of stuff in here, if they're going to do something like this, then we try to make it most advantageous for the county,
and
like where it goes and what the taxes look like and that kind of stuff. But instead of, you know, be a little bit ahead of it versus just waiting until somebody, we're going to put it right where.
We could use more ambulances. We could use more in the ESD end over there. There's a lot of options.
So do we have any, Mayor, do we have any idea what kind of power uses one would use?
Depends on the size of it, boss.
So we really don't. It's all over the place.
I mean, some of these things are 50,000 square feet. Some of them are close to a million. What is interesting, though, is that this process cooling in the last, since 2010, has jumped 245% in the amount of cooling that's going on in the country. So you're pulling a lot of power. And frankly, I think that San Jacinto County is probably pretty prime for this kind of development because you got these two mega power lines coming into the county right now. You got water, and you got an infinite supply of tappable natural gas. So this industrial development is going to happen.
Kind of interesting that we don't have one already.
I've got one inquiry on a data center. So that's, you know, they're coming.
Yeah.
They're coming.
That's why I don't want to keep kicking it down the road too long. I want to get a plan.
Something needs to be in place where we can at least, you can't stop it. These people are getting subsidies from Washington. They're getting tax breaks from Austin. We can't stop it. But we can at least make it where they've got to do something in a professional manner. They've got to, you know, look at the total picture before they just start clearing stuff out. and doing everything. It's a new technology, and how you handle it is kind of tough right now, because all of this stuff has happened in the last 4 years. But we need some sort of policy. I think that's pretty good. We're going to have to announce it. You're going to have to put it in the paper. You're going to have to ask for public opinion. So, I mean, it's still going to take some time to put this through.
Not too long, guys. Not. Kick it down the road.
But I really need something to give me some teeth to be able to request this stuff.
You need what now?
I need something to give my rules, the San Jacinto County development rules, some teeth to make these people produce these kinds of reports that we need.
So this policy would basically cover that temporarily?
I think it would, yeah.
So do you think the data center that we're talking about, they would have to get with Energy or Chico before they do anything to find out about power?
There is no question to that, yeah.
I mean, that would be their first stop.
And financially help them also. They're supposed to help the power company as well.
You know, this big one that's coming across the lake, coming from Groveton across the lake, winding up in Willis, I think I read it was $1.4 billion is what that was going to cost.
I haven't seen a cost of it. It's in a multi-billion system. I mean, I don't know that we have.
That's the power line.
Power distribution system.
Oh, yeah.
That is 500 kVW power line. That was the cost. I read it last night.
That's one cutting across some people's properties. That's not even saying about it.
Yeah.
Again, I think we need to figure out who's going to pursue these questions we've got. I mean, so we don't double up on
it. I think Crystal's knee-deep in it. I mean, I know she'll plate's full, but all she got to do is send it to Tech, right, what we've got.
Yeah, I can
send it. Well, the Chico question's on there.
Oh, yeah.
The TAC stuff there, that's another one.
Well, let's divide and conquer. I'll get it to TAC and send it there, and I'll check with the DA, and maybe one of y'all check with Chico. Because I've worked very hard trying to get this ready.
I'm not saying that we have to do anything with Chico. I'm just saying they would be the first stop, so they would know first.
Right. Yeah.
Like a preliminary
energy.
Yeah, they're going to come there first and ask them what kind of power.
And somehow we need to tell our constituents too that we can't stop that before they start mobbing us. Because I don't know if y'all noticed on the news, but they are doing that because they're blaming commissioners. We can't tell them that they cannot have them, and people
don't know
that.
We can't stop it.
So I don't want to wait until everybody's mad and then say, oh, well, that's not the case. We have no choice. We have no choice. Exactly. So I know social media is not great, but sometimes it's
almost
important.
Wish we could have like a zone to put it in. Like, here, this is where you're going to do it if you're going to do it. Like we did with the landfill.
Landfill.
That's what I'm talking about, being proactive on it.
Legally,
here's
I don't think we can.
I wish we could.
I don't think we can.
Other cities do it.
We could do it in a landfill, but what I understand on the data center,
you
can't do the zoning. It's not.
It even says that in the policy right there.
This
does not regulate zoning land use.
Right.
The landfill, if we'd have had something in that it was designated area, it'd been one thing, and then but this. What I've read is we don't have that option.
That is correct.
But their area is designated now, so that's the only one they can do.
For the landfill.
The landfill.
Exactly. I'm trying to learn before we get too late.
Can I say something?
Please.
You sure can. Absolutely.
Well, I'm just my standpoint. Back a long time ago, and this was in China, back in the 1950s, they put a thing on where they were going to kill certain species of of animals and stuff for different reasons. Rats, for example, but they also came up and said, well, we need to kill the sparrows, okay? Because a sparrow eats 4.5 kilograms of grain every year. And so they basically put a bounty on sparrows. And so the indigenous species that were there, they were out there killing all the sparrows to get the bounty on the sparrows. Well, they wound up killing all the sparrows, and the idea for killing the sparrows was it was going to make their grain output go up, because these sparrows ate 4.5 kilograms of grain. Well, they killed all the sparrows, but sparrows also eat grasshoppers or locusts that eat the grain. And consequently, they had a huge increase locusts or grasshoppers that ate all the grain, and their grain production went down. And so we have to look at it in certain respects. And one of my things is, you know, these huge data centers, I think eventually they're going to go away, but that's just my opinion. They're going to go to outer space or something, what Elon Musk says. But by the same token, these huge data centers are going to go away, because it's always been that computing power has been getting more powerful and smaller. So,
sure.
You know, so it's going to go, it could be, this whole data center thing could be a complete
phase.
Fluke.
But well, I think
my biggest part of it is, are there some unintended consequences that you're going to put on that cause some other issue by, I'm going to say, over-regulating, kind of like China did with the sparrows? You know, are we going to cause some other intended consequence? That's all I got to say.
We can't stop them from building.
Like I say, there's. It's not like it's the first time, you know, you're putting in a first time deal here. There's tons of them out there, plenty of research data on them to find out the impact they have, and that's, to me, what we just need to look at. So we kind of can prepare to, or more than anything else, to spread the information. Not everybody's going to go read all that. They're just going to see, you know, they're going to suck all our power and all our water. We're going to be left here, you know, and that's not going
to
happen.
Which is what the resolution is, the state of Texas people are trying to band together to slow it down until we have more information. Whether it works or not, I don't know. I just printed it up.
There's hundreds of them, or thousands of them out there already. Mm-hmm. So the information is there on the impact on the counties and stuff. We just need to take a look at it. I know I'm one that's been reading on it and all that, but I got to spend more time on it.
Well, you're going to send your information off to them, TAC, and all everybody?
Hello, sir.
That's all we can do.
I'll call Chico and just kind of see what their feeling is. I got to talk to them about some other stuff, moving some power lines and stuff. I'll just find out what they, because I'm sure they know about it, and somebody's on top of it.
I watched the big one going in the data center. What do they call that guy, Mr. Wonderful, on TV? They're putting one in Utah. Well, they had him on there asking a bunch of questions, and a lot of these questions he was answering, like the water use to do a cooling center, you know, or don't 80% of it cools itself. And
I think they're getting better at reusing it. And I know that Mark Wood and I both have been pounding our heads on this stuff, because we've been researching and back and forth a little bit. So
Gary was helpful on that. He said about the type of cooling. You know, you want a what, closed system versus an open system. That, you know, so yeah, there's information out there that will help us on the situation.
Well, we'd be this horse dead.
All right. Well, yeah. No action on item 5. I think we'll Well, we've come to a conclusion that Crystal's going to send this to TAC and maybe even our DA.
More info.
See if we're looking over something or tying our hands or feet.
We can reach out to Chico.
I can as well, but.
Energy, Chico.
Yeah, somebody here.
Yeah, that energy.
Just, and I don't know, I'm just saying, they would go to them first.
Do you know,
before they would even talk about a permit.
Crystal, do you know Jake Powell? Matthew? Yeah. He's over the energy in Cleveland, right there at the.
I know a lot of the employees there, but not none of the big wigs. I know Chad Ferrara.
Do you know Gary Powell, who lives right there over on 2666? You know, right before you get to Leon Murphy's, there's, I'll hook you up. I'll give you a phone.
Will you? Because I'll ask him.
Hey Mark, what has been the question they've asked? You said you had one inquiry for data?
No, I sold it.
Or sold?
Oh,
I thought you said you had somebody that inquired.
Sent this to you.
Okay. Hadn't got there in the mail yet.
Well, I'll give you my pet peeve first here, right here. It says, please confirm that this qualifies for a minor plat. Well, let's get it out of our heads right now. In San Jacinto County, there is no such thing as a minor plat. So I had to dispel that immediately. They wanted to know what kind of reports, would drainage reports be required? Yes, they will be required. They also had part of this thing in a floodplain, so that kicks in a whole another scenario. Wanted to know how long it would take the county to approve the development permit. Well, depends on the complexity of it. How does the commissioner court approval and voting process work? I'm not really sure I understood their question there, but I kind of told them how we meet every 2 weeks and it takes 3 out of 5 votes.
What are we talking about?
The kinds of questions these people ask.
Okay.
They've contacted him. I was just curious what they were asking about.
Want to know restrictions, want to know stuff about zoning, that sort of thing.
Okay.
It's not anything specific. They don't tell me the size. Some of them don't even really want to tell you where they're going to develop. They just tell you that we're going to develop. In one of these cases, it was 1,167 acres. Precinct 3. That's a pretty substantial hunk of property.
Yes.
So I think what he's getting at is when we're all four precincts got all this much growth and development, I'm working my butt off to learn all this because he's got a lot on his plate coming from all four precincts. And I know at least four things in my precinct. So if I have four, you have four, we all gonna have to.
Don's
this is a lot. We need an outline that we're all doing the same thing and not conning it off on him because it's too much for him and I don't want him to quit.
Mark, would you want to be on that? Let's sit in on that meeting Friday?
You want me there? I can get
it. Well, we'll get you hooked. I'll get you hooked up on what link. I think it's just Friday. Yeah, just ready.
Good. All right, we're good on the workshop meeting. It's after 9 o'clock already. We've already said the pledge. We've already said the prayer. We can move right into our next meeting if you want. If you need time to stop and
we're gonna
start
adjourn
again.
This one.
Yeah, we're gonna adjourn. Look for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Got a motion by Commissioner Mars, second by Commissioner Shomney to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.